I have a question. On this smart technology for homes, my favorite smart device so far being the Apple television, I can pick shows that I want to watch, and I have no idea how Jennifer found this particular show. But you watch the entire show 100% commercial free. How do the producers of that TV show create revenue to keep the program ongoing?
Well, you know, you have to pay for Netflix, so you're paying for that service.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So Netflix buys the rights from them to distribute it.
That was the missing link. I couldn't figure out why you couldn't. But also,
you watch a whole show without one commercial.
Well, most of them have aired on television. Like us, we have our live, and then we have our podcast. So the same.
Okay. There you go. There's my answer.
You know, I've been talking about this HDTV house. It's out in North Scottsdale, just before you hit Carefree Highway. I'm not going to tell you where because I feel sorry for the neighborhood. I mean, this house is planted right in an established neighborhood. It's got all the bells and whistles of a smart house. We were able to tour it. They invite us out. And the staff out there was so delightful. It was all the stars from the show. They were just real proud of their work. It was Scott Branscombe, who's a project manager. Tiffany Brooks was the interior designer. And then this Carly Knobloch. And they all took like a half hour each just to kind of show us about the house and the techie stuff. But I wanted you to know it's up for, you can win that house and you can enter one.
I can?
Well, you probably can't because you're media.
Yeah, probably.
But you can just go to hdtv.com.
I can never win anything.
Enter once a day. He's kind of in a woe is me mood today. So anyway, you can enter one.
But I got to drive a NASCAR.
Yes, let's keep that happy thought. So anyway, you can enter once a day. And it's not just the house, it's $100,000 plus a car, a really nice car.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
A Mercedes, a 2017 Mercedes.
So how do you enter this?
You go to hdtv.com. See, I find guys' attention there. Very good.
Oh, man. Mark Candelario was the designer.
Yes, I saw him there. He said to say hello.
Oh, I haven't seen Mark in a lot of years. We did a lot of projects together in the past. So, all right. Win the house, North Scottsdale, $100,000 cash, and a 2017 Mercedes. And you can enter once a day?
Once a day.
HGTV.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I'll start watching it.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in the smart home that you look at and you're like, really? Would you? That just seems like a waste of material and resources. You know, a lot of these things are supposed to be smarter and greener and this and that. Have you seen these Amazon Dash buttons?
Nope.
Would you see that?
It was at that Cox Home Smart Home Tour we went to.
Is that something you see on your phone?
No, it's a plastic thing.
Thing.
Just a plastic, you know, it kind of looks like a portable USB flash drive.
Okay.
A little bigger than that, and it's a button on it.
Okay.
And it's got a product on it, like Ziploc bags, toothpaste, laundry detergent, regular consumable items. Well, you set this button up to be linked to your Amazon Prime account, and when you're out of it, you hit the button, and then it's delivered.
That's a little scary, actually. I don't want to buy it.
Yeah. Well, and then, so now instead of going to the store once and getting a bunch of items, you're having items delivered individually one at a time. That, not that I'm trying
by
to take
electric,
away.
By electric-powered drones.
Well, you still got to charge that. There's a big argument on the amount of power it takes to charge a battery versus operate a vehicle and gas. I mean, but seriously, you're going to deliver one item at a time?
You might as well forget it if you're in an apartment.
And what if someone's just, you know, you have buddies over for football and one has too many and decides he's a prankster and hits a button 30 times?
Or your kid does.
Yeah.
You'll tell him what you end up with.
30 boxes of detergent delivered. So that one I'm like, nah.
Well,
no,
talking to that
you.
Carly Knobloch from the HDTV, she just had a great suggestion. She said, you know, just pick something that you have a problem with and see if there's a smart solution. Like there's a walkway that you need lit, you know, when you come home at night or, you know, just find something that can be solved instead of trying to just incorporate all this stuff.
Can I put a camera on the dog kennel?
You know, there is an app called Pet Something, and you can talk to your pet all day.
That was at the smart home.
Yeah, so I thought Rosie could get one, and then every, like, 5 minutes, he could go, quit digging, And he wouldn't have to come home and fill in holes all day.
Can you imagine if Stan had one of those? He wouldn't get any work done at the office.
Hey, Pookie.
They even had robotic dogs that you can make it do yoga. I'm like, you're so bored with your life.
Oh, no.
Why?
I know. You're so bored with your life, you have to have a fake dog, and you have to stand there at your phone and hit yoga, bark, potty. Man. Go for a walk. Well,
and they call
take the 10-toed express out and go around the block.
And
come
they
on.
Call that smart home technology.
Right. So smart is dumb.
The parrot pot was cool. This was
parrot pot.
Parrot pot gives your plants the right amount of water at the right time.
Oh.
So it's it's kind of like the the equivalent of the aqua feeder, but it's for indoors where picture your plant living by a stream. It's constantly got that perfect supply of water.
Well, here's one to top that. The Ratio 8 coffee maker, it brews your coffee just with the right bloom. Did you know your coffee has a bloom?
I know.
It has a bloom.
I didn't know coffee had a bloom.
Off-gassing combined with the hot water, and it knows how to read that and brew you a perfect cup of coffee.
Hey, when we get back...
just so long as it's ready when I wake up.
We've got the Arizona Paint Company coming in at 10 o'clock. It's your day with a painter here for a whole hour. You got a project you want to try and tackle, painting, staining, or refinishing something? We've got the experts coming in for an entire hour at 10 o'clock. Stay tuned.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.